Hi, good afternoon. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Hi, this is Courtney on a
Hello.
recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Okay. Rashawn Johnson.
Hi, Rashawn. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Okay. And the reason for the call today is because of the inquiry we placed about the Roundup lawsuit.
Yes.
Okay. And is this for you or for a loved one?
For me.
Okay. And you were wanting to see if you meet the requirements, correct, to participate in the lawsuit?
Correct.
All right. And you didn't have an attorney at this time?
No.
Okay. So you are willing to affirm under penalty you haven't sought legal representation or advice or signed any documents with any other law firm regarding this matter?
No.
Okay. And sir, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. How are you doing today?
Still here and there. I feel a little bad. I'm getting better. I don't have as many complications. It's just hard going through it.
Yeah, no, 100%. My sympathy goes out to you. It's not easy. Okay. Is this your cell phone that I'm talking to you on, the 864-651-9806?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, so which one did you say? 916?
It's 864-651-9.
No.
Okay, what's your phone number?
It's 916-420-6285.
Okay, 6285, right?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. All right, thank you for confirming that. And then, sir, did you know the, by chance, did you know the subtype of your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
The type of cancer.
Yeah.
Was stage one. It
Okay,
was
and
in the
then.
lungs. What type? It was a large B.
Okay. And then did you Okay, then you okay. Did you know your date of diagnosis?
I was, I believe, September 20th, 2022.
September 20th, 2022.
Correct.
Okay, and were you spraying Roundup at home or work or both?
At home.
Okay. And were you spraying it at the residence that you still live at currently?
No, not at the one I'm at currently. It's at my old address.
Okay. And what's that? What's your old address?
It was a little minute. Give me a second. It was
Yeah.
a
Take your
little
time.
minute
Yeah.
since I've lived there.
If at any time, sir, again, we are disconnected, I'll call you from a 949 area code. Again, my name is Courtney, and I'll be your intake specialist moving forward. Okay?
Gotcha. I believe it was my address. It was 2401 West Preserve Way. Miramar Park.
Preserve Way. Okay. All right. And I did let you know the call was being recorded, correct?
Gotcha.
Okay. Let me see. Is that, are you in Florida?
Yes.
All right. And it's 33025.
Correct.
Did you have any friends or family members or anyone else you know that was affected by affected with by spraying Roundup as well that needed help filing a claim?
That I know of.
Okay. And you were diagnosed between the ages of 18 to 79. For how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
About 9 years.
9 years? And were you spraying it monthly, weekly?
It was like monthly.
Okay, were you spraying, and then 12 months out of the year?
Say it again.
Were you spraying it monthly, 12, every month of the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every month, yeah.
Okay, so once a month for the full year. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And you were spraying Roundup for 10 days or more, correct?
Yeah.
All right, and you are a U.S. resident?
Correct.
Okay. Do you suffer from any of these illnesses? HIV, hepatitis C, hepatitis B?
No.
Okay. Epstein-Barr or lupus?
No.
Arthritis or diabetes?
No.
Do you have any type of autoimmune disease or any type of organ transplant?
No.
Any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then are you on any other type of chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma chemo?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you for confirming that. And then, sir, can you give me the correct spelling of your first and last name?
It's RASHUNEJOHNSON.
Okay, so it's Rashond?
Yes.
So
RASHUNE.
Say it one more time.
RASHUNE.
Okay. And then the last name?
Johnson, JOHNSON.
Thank you. Okay, so Rashond Johnson, RASHUNE, Johnson, JOHNSON.
Correct.
All right. Sorry, when they do the transfers, the calls are kind of broken up, so that's why I had to repeat it.
Gotcha.
All right. And then is there a suffix in your name, sir?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Are you currently, what's your marital status at this time? Are you currently married, single, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. Never married?
No.
Okay. And then what's your date of birth?
3/8/85.
All right. Okay, so March 8th, 1985. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
444-020842.
Sorry, what's the last four?
0842.
0842, okay. And then,
yeah.
What is your approximate height and weight?
5'9", about 170.
Perfect, thank you. And then, to the best of your knowledge, when would be the first connection between the Roundup and getting the diagnosis for the cancer? Like, connection between the two of them? Was it, like, right at your... like right at your diagnosis date, or was it a little bit after, or how did you first learn about it?
It was a little bit after my diagnosis, and I told the doctor, you know, everything that I was using and what I was doing, and that's when they kind of connected. So I would say after.
So 9/20/2022 is your diagnosis date. What, to the best of your knowledge, what date would you put, like the 23rd, 24th?
Yeah, I would say about the 24th.
Okay, perfect. And then and you became aware because you obviously were getting sick and going to the doctors, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And then again, I apologize. The word or the intakes are repetitive. I'm going to ask you the same question multiple times.
Okay.
You're like, I'm used to this. Okay. What is the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Which do you prefer, morning, evening, or afternoon?
It would be the morning.
Okay. And then did you have an email you have access to that I could send documents to?
It's rjohnson8527@yahoo.com.
Perfect. Thank you for spelling that out for me. And then, okay. And then you said you use it approximately once a month for 12 months in a year. You were spraying it for a full year before your diagnosis. So if you use it for 12 years, did you start using it in like 2010, you think?
Yeah, about 9 years. So, yeah. So I started.
Oh, 9 years. I'm sorry, 9 years. Yeah, 2013.
Yeah, about 13.
What, do you know what time of year it was? Like, was it fall, spring?
Probably like the summer, June-ish, summer.
June 1st, 2013, maybe is when you started spraying it.
Probably June 10th. It was probably around June 10th.
June 10th? Okay. And then approximately when did you stop using it?
I stopped in September.
September 1st was 2022. Okay, perfect.
That's probably around the 15th, 2022.
Okay. So just right up until you were getting really sick. 15.
Yeah, so I started feeling like my symptoms.
6, 10. 2010. Okay. So you started using it 2013, and then you stopped using it 9/15/2022. Does that sound about right? Okay. They just want an idea. And then 9/15. Okay. And then did you know the hospital that you were being treated at? Do you know the name of it?
It was the Memorial Healthcare System, I believe. Memorial East Healthcare System.
Okay. And then do you know your oncologist or radiologist? Do you know the doctor's name?
The doctor was it was Pablo Guerrero.
Guerrero?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right. Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, and then you stopped obviously using the Roundup because you were getting sick. Were you using when you were spraying the Roundup at home, were you just spraying it around your property line, fence line? Where were you spraying it?
Okay. I was in my garden area, so like in my yard in the front.
Okay. Like fence line?
Yeah.
Okay. And then were you using a hand sprayer, backpack? How were you applying it?
Spray bottle.
Okay. And you were doing it monthly. And then did you ever wear any type of protective gear?
When I was using it, I didn't.
Okay. And then just to confirm, what was the state that you were doing this in?
Florida.
All right. This part takes a second. Hold on. Okay. And residential, you were directly exposed, meaning you were the one actually spraying the Roundup every time. You were exposed every time you sprayed it. And then approximately in your lifetime, give or take, if you were spraying it for 9 years, 12 months out of the year, oops. About 108 exposures. Do you live at by a water well, or do you get your water from a well?
Well, at the time, yeah, there were lakes and water by me. I don't know if the water was from it, but there was water bodies of water by me.
Yeah, okay. Meaning, but you didn't have a well nearby. You weren't getting your water, or like your drinking water isn't from a well?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides like Benzine or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. Were you using concentrate or pre-mixed solution? Do you know?
I believe it was mixed. It was mixed with water.
Okay. And then where were you purchasing this at? Was it like Home Depot, Lowe's?
Yeah, it was, I believe it was Home Depot.
Okay. And that's like in Miami somewhere? Or where?
Plantation.
Let's see. I'll look.
It's at the University of Davie.
Let's see.
I have the address. I believe it is 2300 South University Drive.
Okay. Okay, not the one on 106th Avenue. Okay, what's the address?
I believe it was the 2300 South University Drive in Davie, Florida. 33324.
Oh, yeah, University of Dell, that's right. Okay, I got it. I don't know why they asked for this, but all the Home Depots carry the same stuff. Okay. And then, did you still have it in your possession or no? Did you get rid of it all?
Yeah, I got rid of it all.
Okay. Did you have proof of purchases? Like, do you have any like credit card receipts or pictures or anything like that you could show?
Yes.
Okay. And then, have you ever smoked before or do you currently smoke?
No.
Okay. Are you currently working?
Yes.
Okay. Who's your current employer?
I'm self-employed from home right now.
You work from home? Are you self-employed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would be your job title? Just so I can...
Oh, a hairstylist.
Oh. I'll just put self-employed. Okay. And then did you lose time from work because of your surgery and treatment related conditions?
Yeah, I had to take some time off.
Okay. Approximately like how long do you think?
I'll probably say about, it was here and there. I know about a month.
Okay.
I had to take because of the sickness and the chemo. So, yeah.
All right. Should I put 1 to 2 months, you think? Months?
Yeah.
Because of treatment. You can always, this is just like an estimate of time. You can always edit it when you speak to the attorneys. You just want to get like an outline. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay, have you ever been convicted of any crimes, been in any other lawsuits, workers' compensation, or filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And then, all right, so hold on one second. Juan Pablo Guerrero. That's not him. Okay, wait. So it's Pablo Guerrero. It's Pablo Guerrero, right?
Yes, forever.
And where is he in? Where is he located in Florida?
Hollywood, Florida.
Hollywood?
I believe you thought that. It's 3501 Johnson Street, Hollywood, Florida.
And he's with Advance Health or something. I think it is. Hold on. Okay. I don't think I'm spelling his name right. Okay. It's Pablo. Is it P?
ABLO.
And then Guerro.
Well, it's FERRARO.
Oh, F-E. That's why. I was putting Guerrero, like the baseball player.
Oh no. Oh, yeah.
Ferrar, what'd you say?
FERRARO.
That makes a big difference. I don't know what it is. It's like when they transfer the calls, you can't hear. Okay, there we go. All right, Memorial Health Systems. I found him. And you see him on the ones on, is it the one in Pines Boulevard or the one in East Haledale Beach Boulevard?
The office would be,
Yeah.
it was the health system, so it was Memorial West is where, I
Okay,
mean, sorry, Memorial East.
Memorial East. Okay.
Memorial Healthcare System,
Okay. Memorial East. Just bear with me really quick. I have to put all this information in really quick. Okay, and then it's 3500 Johnson Street. That's a big hospital.
Yeah, pretty big.
Hold on one second. systems. Okay, and then phone number. Okay, sorry. Okay, so what type of treatment did you receive for the NHL? Did you have to undergo, you said chemotherapy, did you ever any surgery, stem cell transplant, radiation?
They did just the chemo, and then it did the radiation therapy.
Okay, okay. And when did you start, when was that, when did you start treatment, do you know?
My treatment wasn't too long after my diagnosis. It was September 25th, 2022, I believe. 25th.
Okay, so 9/25/2022 is when you started the chemo and radiation. Perfect. All right. And then, what's your current mailing address?
It's 6900 Southwest 39th Street, Davie, Florida.
Southwest 30. Wait, hold on. Southwest 39th Street.
Correct.
Street, and then
Davie, Florida.
Davie, Florida. Okay. Is that a house or is it a is there a unit number or apartment?
Yes, yeah, 213.
Unit 213?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, got that. 213. Okay, so I have 6900 Southwest 39th Street, Unit 213, Davie, Brownwood County, Florida, 33314. All right. Thank you for confirming that. So I do need to put an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. This is basically just to ensure the case for you and make sure that we can continue it for you. Typically, they will only contact the emergency contact if something unfortunate happens to you for a long period, extended period of time. You can put somebody that lives with you or that doesn't. It's completely up to you.
Okay, I'll put my friend Kia McNeil.
Okay. And then how do you spell their name?
K-I-A. M-C-N-I-A-L.
M-C-M-I.
No, M-C-N-I-A-L.
N-A-L. No, McNeil.
I'm sorry, McNeil, M-C-N-E-A-L. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. Okay, Kia McNeil, and then what's the phone number?
It's 404-951-3981.
Okay, and then, and you said that's your friend, okay. And then you do give me permission to contact, correct? Okay, and then you did have medical, you did have medical records, or you could, you could provide them if needed.
Correct.
Okay. How has the diagnosis of NHL impacted your life? Like if you had to briefly explain, the severity of it.
It impacted it pretty heavily because, you know, it kind of threw me off a little bit from things that I was trying to do, getting sick and all, and getting diagnosed with the cancer. So
okay.
It just, you know, threw me for a little loop, but now, you know, a little better. So getting back on track. So, okay. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, All right. So it looks like I have everything. What I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to send you a DocuSign agreement for you to review and sign while I'm on the phone with you. But really quick, before I do that, I'm just going to go ahead and verify a couple things with you really quick. Let me put this in. Hold on 1 second. Employers. I just want to go ahead and verify, Roshan, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself, who was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma due to after spraying the Roundup spray. You were directly affected. Your diagnosis date was 9/20/2022. You were spraying it at home for approximately 9 years. You sprayed it for more than 10 days or more. You are a U.S. citizen. Your first name is Rashune. Last name Johnson, Johnson. Your birth date is 3/8/1985. And the last four of your social is 0842. That sound correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then your start date of using the Roundup was 6/10/2013 to 9/15/2022. Does that sound correct?
Correct.
And you were using it for at least a full year before your diagnosis, spraying it monthly. Okay. All right. Was there anything you want me to add to the file before I send you the documents? Does everything sound correct?
You pretty much summed it up. Everything sounds pretty good.
That's a lot of information, but I wanted to just make sure.
Gotcha.
It's a lot of repetitive stuff, so I apologize. Hold on 1 second. So the system's going to generate your documents right now that I'm going to have you review and sign while I'm on the phone with you. Have you ever used a DocuSign agreement before?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. You're just going to follow the prompt. Basically, adopt and sign the signature, tap all the fields where it's asking for the signature, and then once you press finish, go ahead and let me know. While you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and send you my direct contact information as well as the law firm's information, okay?
Okay.
And then
are you sending that through email?
I'm going to send it to through email, and also I'm going to send you a direct text message to your phone. So whatever is easier for you to open, you can go ahead and do so. And it should be coming through like right about now.
Yes, got it.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I was just reading it over a little bit.
Yeah, of course. I'm sending you my contact information, and I'm going to also send you the attorney's information as well.
Okay, I just signed it.
Okay. I just text you from a 949 area code. My first name's Courtney. My last name is Kay. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. And then I sent you another message with the attorney's information and their phone number. They will be calling you within 48 hours. So you want to keep an eye out for that 909 phone number.
Okay.
Yeah. And make sure, you know, if you miss their call, you call them back in a timely manner. And then basically from this point on, let me make sure this is done. If you have any questions, you can call me as well. Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me see. Yep, you're all done. So once you, now that that's completed, it'll send you a PDF to your email as well. So you'll have copies of everything we talked about. But basically, yeah, you're just going to want to keep an eye out for their call and then, you know, obtain any documents to help support your case, any, you know, doctors or medical paperwork that you may have. And then again, also, you know, this is a legal contract, so you want to make sure you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And then other than that, you're pretty much all set, sir.
Okay, thank you for helping me out today.
Of course, yeah, no, I'm Ms. Johnson, my heart goes out to you, and I'm so sorry that you had to go through this, and I hope if this can help you in any way, I hope it does. Okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You have a great day. Take care.
You as well.
Bye.